नश्येदङ्गात्मनि जगद्विरयाम्बु मध्ये शेषेत्मना निज सुखानुभवो निरीह योगेन मीलित दुर्गात्म निपीत निद्र स्तूर्जे स्थितो न तु तमो न गुणास्तु जुंखे। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद। ओ माय लॉर्ड, ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, after the annihilation of the creative energy escaped in you, who appear to sleep with half-closed eyes. Actually, however, you do not sleep like an ordinary human being, for you are always in a transcendental stage beyond the creation of the material world, and you always feel transcendental bliss. As Karunataka Sai Vishnu, you thus remain in your transcendental status, not touching material objects. Although you appear to sleep, the sleeping is distinct from sleeping in ignorance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As explained very clearly in Brahma Sangita, Jaha karanarnava jale bhajatisma yoga nidran ananta jagadanda saroma kupah आधार शक्तिं अवलंब्य परांशु मूर्तिं गोविंदं आदि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि। आई वर्शिप द प्राइम भल्लर गोविंद हु लाइज डाउन इन द कजाल ओशन इन हिज प्लेनरी पोर्शन एज महाविष्णु विद ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस जनरेटिंग फ्रॉम द पोर्स ऑफ हेयर एंड हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी and who accepts the mystic slumber of eternity. The Adi Purush, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Govinda, expands himself as Mahavishnu. After the annihilation of this cosmic manifestation, he keeps himself in transcendental bliss. The word Yoga Nidran is used in the reference to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should understand that this nidra or sleep is not like our nidra in the mode of ignorance. The Lord is always situated in transcendence. He is Sachidananda, eternally in bliss, and thus he is not disturbed by sleep like ordinary human beings. It should be understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in transcendental bliss in all stages. Srila Madhvacharya concisely states that the Lord is turjasthita, always situated in transcendence. In transcendence, there is no such thing as jagarano nidra susupti, wakefulness, sleep and deep sleep. The practice of yoga is similar to yoga nidra Mahavishnu. Yogis are advised to keep their eyes half closed, but this state is not at all one of sleep, although imitation yogis, especially in the modern age, manifest their so-called yoga by sleeping. In the Shastra, yoga is described as dhyanavasthita, a state of full meditation. But this is meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa. The mind should always be situated at the lotus feet of the Lord. Yoga practice doesn't mean sleeping. The mind should always be actively fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Then one's practice of yoga will be successful. In this 7th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9, this Prahlad Maharaj's statements are going on. I have been telling you time and again that Prahlad Maharaj one of the eminent Mahajanas. So Mahajanas gave the conclusive statements. Whatever Prahlad Maharaj says, one should accept it as conclusive statements. Here, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj speaks about the yoga nidra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead is not an ordinary human being. He is Sachidanandamaya Vigraha. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Brahma Sangita says this thing. Krishna, Parameshwar, Supreme Lord, is Sachidanandamaya Vigraha. He is not ordinary human being. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna says, Abhadananti mangmudha manusintanu asintanu. Those who are mudhas, rascals, they think me as an ordinary human being. But the Supreme Lord Krishna is not an ordinary human being. He is Sajidanandamaya Vigraha, is Parameshwara, Supreme Controller. He is Supreme Lord. His body is transcendental body. He has no material body. There is no difference between his soul or himself and his body. He is Bhagavan, Supreme Lord. But there is difference between our body and our soul. Our body is a material body, whereas the soul is spiritual. But this difference is not there in the Supreme Lord. Though the Supreme Lord Krishna appears here in this material world, but all his activities are transcendental, not material. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha. Tektvadeham punarjanmana eti samman eti arjuna. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, Lord Krishna said this thing. Krishna's appearance, Krishna's activities are all transcendental. These are not material activities, and he is never born as a material being, an ordinary human being. Those who can understand it, or know it in tattva, in a sense, they will never again born. They will never be again born in this material world. They will go straight to him, the Supreme Lord Krishna. Though Krishna appears here to be acting like an ordinary human being, but that is ordinary activities, all transcendental activities. Angani jasya sakalendriya bhutimanti pasyanti panti kalayanti chiranjavanti. Brahma Sangita says, in any limb, any part of the body, he can do anything as he likes. As for example, he can eat only by glancing, and he can impregnate metal laser only by glancing. That we cannot do. Our senses, we have some senses and a particular sense has a particular action. But the Supreme Lord Krishna is not like that. This is the difference between the Supreme Lord as an ordinary human being. One must understand it. Here, especially in this verse, Prahlada Maharaj says that this yoga nidra is not like our nidra in mode of ignorance. When we sleep, we are in mode of ignorance. But Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is always in transcendental state. There is no touch of material modes at all. It's beyond that. That nidra is not like ordinary nidra or sleeping. It's mystic slumber. Our beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, says in his purport that those who do meditation, a meditation of yogis, dhyan yogis, they should do such meditation in having putting themselves in such yoga nidra state as the Supreme Lord does. In that state, there is no actual sleeping. But in modern age, the so-called yogis, imitation yogis, meditation they display is not that type of meditation. In that state, they sleep. So, our revered Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, says that at this stage of meditation, the mind should always be seated at the lotus feet of the Lord. Yoga practice doesn't mean sleeping. The mind is always, should be always kept active, fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord. Then this type of yoga practice is the real yoga practice. And if someone can do like this, then his yoga will be successful. Like Prabhupada said, don't speak something more. No question at all, mind is fixed. No oscillation. That is nishtha. Nishtha artha uchi, atatpajya uchi, chitta vikhev sunya, nirantar bhajan. Bhajan will go on continuously, without any break. That is nishtha. You understand? Chitta vikhev sunya nirantar bhajan. That is nishtha. Nishtha hoite upujo premier torong. One who has achieved the stage of nishtha, then he is just heading towards praying. Unless one has nishtha, one cannot approach that stage of praying. The nishtha is the most important factor. One should be very, very careful not to deviate from this stage, not to break. If nishtha is broken, everything gone, finished. You understand? So one should be very, very careful not to break this nishtha. You understand? It should be very particular, very careful. I must do it. Must wake up early in the morning, take my bath, cold bath, must go to mandir, attend Mangala Arati, chant, dance before deities, chant my rounds. Then do such things as this nishtha. No deviation. At any stage, there is nishtha. then you will develop prema. Ishtha ite upujaya, prema stara. That's stated. They are not free from anarthas. You understand? Ādo śraddhā tato sābhu-saṅgho tato bhajan-kriyā tato anurtha-nibhṛti. Then after that comes nishtha. You understand? So unless these anarthas are gone, you cannot achieve that stage of nishtha, then you cannot meditate. So there must be exhalation of the mind. So that cannot be called meditation, real meditation. You understand? It's most important. Yes?
What was that verse you were quoting? What was that verse you were quoting from Rupa Goswami?
Huh?
With nishtha.
Nishtha?
What was that verse?
You can't understand? Adho sraddha, tad sadhu sangho, tad bhajan kriya, tad nishtha. Tadho anarthani. Adho? Sadhat, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anartha nibhruti, tada nishtha. So I am speaking about anarthas. Four types of anarthas are there. Do you understand? When those anarthas are without, are gone completely, one cannot achieve the stage of nishtha. So he cannot meditate. But there are four kinds of anarthas. Don't you know it? First is asok trushna. You understand? Trushna means aspiration. You understand? There should be only one aspiration. Forget the lotus feet of Krishna. This that is called sat trushna, a real aspiration. But without that, others anartha, asatrushna. You understand? How I can be great, I can get love, puja, name, fame and prestige. You understand? How I can get enjoyment in this world and after that, all this. The asatrushna. You understand? Then comes puja durbulya. The weakness of the heart. That's not one type of anartha. You understand? That is? Krishnetara vishare asakti. Attachment other than Krishna. You understand?
That's weakness of the heart.
Weakness of the heart. You understand? Hrudrubulya. Then comes? In that Hrudya Drubalya, there are kutinati means duplicity. You understand? Politics. That's kutinati. Then one cannot tolerate the advancement of other devotee in spiritual path. That's we say jealousy, mass surge, envious. You understand? Then pratishtha. How can I be great? Then comes the third one, aparad, offenses, nama aparad, seva aparad, vaishnava aparad. All these aparads. That's one type of anartha. Then for tattva brahma. You understand? Then comes? Tattva brahma. Doesn't know the real tattva. His own tattva, sakti tattva, all this tattva. Yes, son. He is in ignorance. Clear understanding, he has no clear understanding. That's one type of anartha. These are four types of anartha. Unless one is free from all these anarthas, we cannot come to the stage of nishtha. So he cannot meditate actually. He will sleep. You understand? Yes.
how does that progression take place up to the point of Nishtha, where you can actually clear those?
Yes, progression goes up to prem. Adu Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Tato Bhajan Kriya, Tato Anartha Nibruti, Nishthastato, then Ruchi, then Asakti, then Bhava, then Prem. It's progression. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And this Anartha Nibruti is key point. Unless one is free from all these anarthas, the other stages cannot be achieved. So one should be very careful to be free from all sorts of anarthas.
What's the English translation to those things? Because I can't understand the Sanskrit.
What is that? Anartha.
All the others. Up to Nishtha.
Shraddha, strong faith. You know Shraddha. Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, association with sadhus. This first. But development of Shraddha means association with sadhus. If you associate with sadhus, then Shraddha will be developed. Then the second Sadhu Sangha, this is second Sadhu Sangha, means acceptance of the lotus feet of Guru, Guru Padasra. Then Sadhu Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, to Bhajan Kriya. Then Guru will teach you how to do Bhajan, Krishna Bhajan. Then comes Anartha Nibruti. When you do bhajan under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, correctly, offenselessly, then this anarthas will go out. Then comes nishtha. Anartha Nibruti, nishthastaka. Nishtha means, that I say, fixing of mind. There are no oscillation of mind, nishtha.
Oscillation
of the mind. Fixed. Nishtha. Then comes Ruchi. Then you get transcendental pleasure. Ruchi. Then Asakti. Means only one attachment. The Asakti. Lotus feet of Krishna. Ruchi is the Tatha Asakti, Tatha Bhav. Then you come, transcendental Bhav. Have to be clearly cleansed. Bhav will come up. Bhav will be matured, then prema will come. This is progression. You understand?